USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While power has been restored for millions of Texans who have been without it in the bitter cold, the nightmare is not over. Millions don't have access to safe water, and residents looking for bottled water say they arrived to stores with bare shelves and long lines. About 13 million people were under orders Thursday to boil tap water in wake of treatment plants failing. The United States on Friday will begin rolling back one of President Trump's strictest immigration policies. Of the estimated 25,000 asylum seekers who have been forced to wait in Mexico for their cases to be heard, Biden officials say they expect eventually to process 300 people a day at two U.S. ports of entry. 34-year-old Bonnie Jacobson, a waitress in Brooklyn, New York, says she was fired when she declined a COVID-19 vaccine. She was let go from the Red Hook Tavern after responding to an email from her employer requiring all employees receive the vaccine in order to stay employed. Bonnie says she supports the vaccine but felt not enough research has been done in pregnant women. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Mars received three visitors this month. United Arab Emirates, China, and now the United States has sent the coolest rover ever to the Martian surface. In fact, landing inside a crater. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The robotic explorer landed safely on Mars after a nearly 300 million mile journey to the red planet that lasted over 7 months. After the delicate maneuver that decelerated Perseverance from thousands of miles an hour to about 1.7, the rover began sending images back to Earth, taking several minutes. But then mission control managers cheered as NASA engineer Swati Mohan made the announcement.
Perseverance is alive on the surface of Mars. Congratulations to the mission. And looks like we have some more news in. It looks like we're getting the first image.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Prince Marky D, one-third of the famous 80s hip-hop group The Fat Boys, has died suddenly on Thursday in Miami, Florida. A cause of death is pending. Prince Marky D was 52 years old. The fastest rover ever has landed safely in a crater on Mars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
After a seven-month, 292-million-mile journey, NASA's fastest and best-equipped rover ever, Perseverance, touched down safely on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
Former NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstine speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The astrobiology rover was first announced by NASA in December of 2012. The Perseverance rover's design was derived from the Curiosity rover, and it uses many components already fabricated and tested in addition to new scientific instruments and a core drill. The rover also boasts 19 cameras and two microphones, allowing for audio recording of the Martian environment. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.